Hey everybody, welcome back to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 251, Power Rangers in Space, episode 1.
Oh god.
From Out of Nowhere, part 1.
It aired February 6th, 1998, is written by Judd Lynn and directed by Jonathan Zacher.
We should get used to these names.
I scrolled down a little bit.
Yeah.
Get very used to these people.
Jonathan Zacher's the producer, like in the make sure things are running on time and like pass notes down from the studio, from Fox sense. And Judd Lynn is the like head of writing and like head writer. So, like, these two are in charge of the show and also, apparently, on the ground floor.
Yeah.
So, if you're new here, hey, everybody.
There's a lot of weird grid. Speech tics today.
I'm just excited. I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to be watching in space. It's going to be a good time. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, then we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And for real, you should. Terp, you could hit or most of them were skippable.
Hit or miss, most misses.
A lot of misses. I still think it's an overall okay season, but I understand I'm in the minority. But In Space is balling, so you should definitely watch all of it with us. I got no other preamble. Are you ready?
Yes, I think I am.
All right.
Let's rock it! 're back. We just watched Power Rangers in Space, part 1, Out of Nowhere, episode 1.
It's so close. Real close.
Well, Power Rangers in Space, part 1 kind of tracks for this season.
Yes, because this is kind of, from what I remember, like one big old story.
Yeah, there's even in this episode, there's hints at the greater story.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I super love it. We get to meet my favorite bad guy of all time. Very excited. Normally right now, what I would do is I would tell you where you can find us on the internet. But we did get an email saying this, and this was like, they just started listening.
Okay.
And they said, maybe only do it at the end.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm, for this episode, gonna try that.
All right.
You guys tell us what you think. It'll probably also the next one too, because like we're gonna record that one before you hear this one probably.
Yeah.
But tell us what you think. Maybe we'll start doing that, and you don't have to hear me say the pre-programmed speech I have in my brain twice an episode.
Are you gonna be able to start an episode without that buffer at the
front?
I'm
already struggling.
Well, we've got news. You've mentioned emails.
Yes.
Because it's been a month. A lot has happened.
It's been a month. Yeah, we do have a couple email, at least one email, probably more.
We might have reviews. Let me look.
Well, let's start off on a high note then. Here's that new review.
All right. Well, this new review is 0 star. No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
I'm
God. Kidding. Oh, okay. 0.
You said a high note, so I was like, what if it wasn't? But it is. It's 5 stars.
Oh, yeah. Keeping that streak alive.
This review is from iTunes user Disastery. It's like kind of a disaster. It's a little disastery.
It's a little disastery in here.
Titled A Fun Trip Down Nostalgia Lane. This podcast is the best.
Ooh, thank you.
Listening to the hosts break down the episodes can make even the most cringeworthy episodes of Power Rangers more enjoyable just by thinking about how the hosts are going to tear it apart. They do a good job of keeping the podcast accessible to everyone. Well worth the listen. I have to wrap this review up as I am typing it from the shipboard computer as I escape the brig. Well, you're out. You wrote
you're
the review,
out.
So you don't have to escape anymore.
Yeah,
you just walk right out.
You got your walking papers.
Also, we need a spacey name for
we
that
We are,
now.
Yeah, space jail.
Back to space jail.
Well, it was moon jail.
Oh, you're right. It was moon jail before.
So now we're on our way to space jail, unless we think of a better name. We reserve the right to change it. Thank you very much for that review. I try not to tear it apart, but sometimes when they're very bad,
sometimes
I just can't help it.
They don't leave us any choice.
they just
see also the Dragon Warrior.
Oh boy, I hope you guys survived that. I hope some of you watched it. I hope somebody watched the Dragon Warrior.
At least one person, please.
Just somebody.
Please have watched that for us.
Goodness, that movie is so
bad. I know Latasha has seen it because we watched it.
Yeah.
But she's not going to watch it again
to listen to that episode. No.
I've seen that movie now 3 times.
I've seen it twice. I don't think I can do it again. Not for... I have a number in mind that I would do it for. I have like an amount of money that I would.
It's not low, I bet.
It's not low. $750. I want the Dragon Warrior again.
Is that a milestone now?
No, I want someone to give me personally
a
$750 check, and then I will watch Dragon Warrior.
That's fair.
I'll probably do it for less. Like, look, it was bad, but like if I could get like 4 or 5 people, like, and I didn't have to study it like I did for that episode. So we got an email from Tom. I'm pretty sure we didn't read this on the show because it was December 30th. I think we were done recording by then. So, Tom says, "Hey guys, me again. Still behind, but only 25 episodes, so I'll be caught up for In Space. Nice, welcome. I have a new headcanon, re the Zeo powers. Not explaining where they went, but explaining what the complete lack of action on the part of all the previous Rangers during In Space. I haven't seen since I was 6, though, so I'm interested to see if it still holds up. I'm just now realizing this might spoil some stuff, so I'm going to skim it real quick. It doesn't. But I'm going to save it. I'm going to start this because it does kind of like pertain to like some final battle stuff, right, which I know a lot of people already know. But if you are watching along, there's one thing that we will not spoil for this season because it's like a huge deal.
What one thing? That's what I figured. I just wanted to make sure we were on the same page.
Yeah. So...
Because that's one of the things that was hinted at in this episode. I can get around
just it. Just vague it up. So thank you for the email, Tom. We will get to it later, but for now we're gonna keep it on hold for now. I'm gonna read it again later and try to figure out when best it would work. Then we got one from Matt Myers. I was saving this one because it's a nice email. So he says, "Hey guys, found your podcast a while ago after listening to Sailor Business, the podcast that I edit for Chris Sims and Jordan D. Yeah. White, and finally caught up to the current episodes. I was crazy enough to marathon 35 episodes of Turbo in one day.
Oh my gosh.
Just so that I could finally be current. I loved Power Rangers as a kid, but quit watching after Lost Galaxy. Now I'm rewatching the episodes as they come up on this podcast, so I look forward to eventually discovering new episodes. Since I'm current now, I'll probably write in occasionally. I tried leaving an iTunes review, but it hasn't updated on the list of reviews yet, so it doesn't appear... in the next day or so, I'll try again. Keep up the good work, and may the power protect you."
When was that sent?
This was January 11th.
That's when that review was posted.
That is so.
So hey, we just read it.
Boom. Matt is disastery. The iTunes user, not like as a person. Maybe you are a little bit of a disaster because you
didn't
watch 35 episodes of Turbo in one day. That would wreck my shop. Confirmed at least one person listening along with us, so we will not spoil a pretty big reveal.
Right.
Because it's pretty huge. So that's it for emails, but what we about a year ago we started a Patreon. Patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. I didn't say that in the beginning because I didn't do the stuff. But that's where you can go to support the show, to help out with just like the cost of being alive in these times. So what we did for a long time is as we got new patrons in, we would thank them on the show. And at some point, we got way behind. So what we're going to do now is we're going to get caught up, Josh.
Okay, how many are there?
45.
Holy
patrons.
Crap. Okay.
Might actually be a little bit higher. I think it just said 45. I'm not sure. Okay, are you ready?
I guess so.
First up is Andrew Rayburn.
Thank you, Andrew.
Next is John Fleury.
Thank you, John.
Then David.
Thanks, Dave.
The Red Seraph.
Ooh, thanks, Red.
This is a great one.
Okay.
DJ Marvelous is a patron.
Thank you, Deej.
Raymond.
Raymond, thank you very much.
Next up is Jonathan.
Thank you, Jonathan.
And then our buddy Dowd, former guest.
Thank you, Dowd.
Derek.
Thank you, Derek.
David.
I called the other one Dave.
This one might actually be Dave, because I think that's Dave Nichols.
Crap. Well, I'll do it again. Thanks, Dave.
And then Steph.
Thank you, Steph.
It was a very fun email. I'm not going to read it, obviously, but it's a fun one. Then Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
And then Tom, who we just talked about.
Tom, thank you so much.
James is a patron.
Thank you, James. Well, we got to think something up for this because there's like a lot of them, right?
Yeah, this is...
Are they all patron? I can't remember. Anyway, thank you, James.
Nathan is a patron.
Thank you, Nate.
Kieran.
Thank you, Kieran.
I'm really hoping that's how you pronounce that. I'm pretty sure. Dominic.
Thank you, Dom.
Did I start reading? I think I read one person's last name and nobody else's.
I think you did.
Charles.
Thanks. Oh, do I want to do this? I'm going to do it. Thanks, Chuck.
I hope you like being Chuck because you're Chuck now. Robert.
Thank you, Rob.
Bryant.
Bryant. Thank you very much.
Danielle is a patron. Danielle, who we have talked to, she helped out with the Fashion Corner.
Yes. Thank you, Danielle.
I'm not sure how much we're going to need it this year because I feel like all Cassie wears is the uniform.
They do go to school sometimes.
Okay. We'll keep it alive.
I don't think in uniform, but we'll find out.
That would be a little suspicious. Next up is Portia.
Thank you, Portia.
And then Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony.
This is a good one. Pumpkin Spice.
Ooh, and everything nice. Thank you so much.
And then this is Alien Happy Hour. That's a Riley Hopkins podcast.
Yes, thank you, Riley. Very much for that.
Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
Our buddy Ross Butler.
Thank you, Ross.
Christina.
Thank you, Christina.
Andrew.
Thank you, Andy.
Sam, who is a new one.
Thank you, Sam.
Jonathan.
Thanks. We already had a Jonathan. This one is Johnny. Thanks, Johnny.
how do you say that? Alansels?
Thank you.
Alana Sells.
Thank you, Alana Sells. boy.
Then next up is AJ.
Thank you, AJ.
And then our boy Hoops. Why is Hoops so funny?
Because he's the only one that's our boy.
I said our boy a couple times. I just love
it. It's the way you said it was funny, not says, Hoops himself. Thank you, Hoops, very much.
It says Harvey, but it's Hoops. Next up is Sky.
Thank you, Sky.
And then, here's another one that you're probably pretty familiar with. Latasha.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, babe. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Latasha. Next up is Joshua. Hey, that's your name.
I don't give any money to this show.
No. You don't. It's a different.
I'm Josh, so you have to stay Joshua. Thank you, Joshua.
Next up is Annie and Jonathan Creighton.
Thank you, Annie and Jonathan.
Former guests of the show and possible future guests of the show. I don't know if Jonathan wants a guest on it. I think that'd be a fun time.
Well, we have to go over that, too, for this season.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
I think I have a plan. Next up is Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
And then David. Another David.
I did two Daves already. This one's just David.
This is David.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David. Shannon Maynor. Emmy Award winning Shannon Maynor.
We are just so hashtag blessed. Thank you, Shannon.
What did we do to deserve Shannon Maynor? Next up is Matt Hoadley.
So we make fun of Alan and say his name wrong. Uh-huh. And then but we are hashtag blessed to have Shannon in our life.
Yep.
Oh, goodness.
Because if we get too mushy, Alan will cry. And I don't want that.
Well, I mean, there's no evidence that Shannon won't.
Well,
anyway.
Anyway, Matt Hoadley.
Thank you, Matt.
Okay. And then Matthew. It said Matt in the email. This is the same guy who just emailed us.
All right. Well, thank you.
Same Matt.
Thank you also, Matt.
Also, Matt. By the way, we haven't done a podcast. Maybe Fifth Raw started up since the last time we recorded. But you should go check out Matt Hoadley's podcast, Fifth Raw Wild.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. I've been on it technically four times. Josh is going to be on it.
I just recorded an episode today, so that'll be up sometime after this goes up.
Yeah. And then last but not least, certainly not least, my baby brother, Scoot Mason.
Thanks, Scoot.
Thank you all so much. I'm going to guess that maybe half of them don't listen to the Morphin Grid. I'm going to guess about half probably are just here.
Great, so we have to do this again when we start Johto.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Great.
Just get ready.
Real quick Morphin Grid news.
Okay.
The classic feed is up. It has episodes 1 through 61 on it.
Okay.
Because there was a weird issue that was a goof on my part. So only 25 episodes. I tried to refresh it and it was a mess. So the first episode of season 2 is on there. Yep. All of season 1 is on there. That probably won't update again until we think of a better solution. Or I might just update it all the way and see if it's an issue with this feed and not necessarily with Blogger.
Okay. I think it's a Blogger issue because I've read that Blogger only says... Raymond asked us about it. I will message him back because I am the worst.
I did start us up a WordPress.
Okay.
I just don't know how to use it. So.
Right, yeah. So we'll have the classic feed figured out and then... That will be up until two seasons behind.
Yeah, but if you need a quick fix on old episodes, everything, by the time this is out and you're hearing it in the feed, everything through the end of Zio is on the archive.
Yeah.
And then everything from Turbo up to now will be in the feed.
Yeah, so Zio, that's the archive is heyjackandjosh.com, and then it's like right on the front page. So.
Yeah.
That's some Morphin Grid business. Is there any Power Rangers news that we should go over?
The trailer for the movie came out. It looks fun, but so did Out of the Shadows. That's all we need to say about it.
Yeah, I don't want to get into it because it literally makes my blood heat up. But like, I'm not falling for it. The Jake Mason guarantee is I'm not falling for that trailer.
The trailer is selling a different movie than the teaser was.
Yeah,
we can just leave it at that.
Yep. So we will go see that. Obviously, we're going to see it opening night. Patrons will get an unedited, raw, fresh out the gate version of the podcast we record immediately afterwards. And then on that Monday, there will be the slightly edited, edit out any swears and, right. and add some music version. But that's the only episode we're doing that week. So
that's fair. And Alotta will be here to watch it. And
yeah, Alotta Souls.
And be on the podcast with us. So yeah, that'll be fun.
It's going to be a real fun time. There's also a post that just came out and they don't show the Mastodon because its eight legs are all weird.
Also, I think the Sabertooth Tiger looked fine from the front, but it looked bad from the side.
I actually liked it more from the side than I do from the front, but I just because it looks like it makes sense moving.
Yeah.
That said, I still kind of hate all the Zords. Like, I don't like them. I don't want stop trying to make Power Rangers like cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're gonna make this real cool. It's gonna be mesh and skeletons and like a anime. Try not to swear as much this season as I did during Turbo. And I don't want that. I want it to be Power Rangers. Please and thanks.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's been enough dilly-dallying. Are you ready to get down to business?
Yep.
All right.
I am.
We start off at the Evil Last Supper.
The Conference of Evil.
Yes. All of the baddies are at a party. It's all the past bad guys, as near as I can tell. Vile's there, Rita and Zed.
It's weird, because Rita and Zed are, like, over here. I'm doing hand motions, but you can, like, follow in your brains.
Just, like, yeah.
Rita and Zed are over here, like, quipping at each other or whatever.
Zed's telling a joke, like, that's not a space dumpster, that's my wife, or something. I don't know what he said. Yeah. And she's like, Zed, you're a card.
And then it pans to the left, and then there's the Machine Empire.
Yeah,
they hated each other. I don't know if you remember that.
Well, I think there's sort of like everyone be cool while you're here,
right?
Kind of thing.
And then behind them is Master Vile, who's just like,
see, he's like just by himself. Like, yeah. Oh, we had to bring
Dad
along.
He looks a little sad. He's like hunched over. Like, I'm just Master Vile. My time travel scheme didn't work because none of it made sense.
Oh, it was a bad idea.
I have a weird hammerhead.
I'm from Conquer Ranger, but where Super Sentai Brothers are, I haven't shown up yet.
Still.
Still,
jeez, I really need to catch up.
Dude, you
got
the last episode was amazing. it was called like the Flowery Lady Ninjas or something like that, or Kunoichi or something. I forget what it was, but the episode was like bonkers the whole time. It was awesome. But yeah, still hasn't showed up. They finally did get a bad guy, Young Noble Jr., who is Rito.
Okay,
who rules. You know how Rito like was kind of a bumbling idiot.
Yeah,
Young Noble Jr. rules. So yeah, you definitely need to catch up. But I don't know what Master Vile is. Anyway, I assume he's the biggest of bads.
I guess.
So they're all there. And then Diva Talks is just like bragging. She's like one of these new baddies. Was that who she was talking to? No, I don't think so.
I don't.
Was it a putty?
It might have just been some mooks or like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
I know the giant booger monsters. Like the poop pod booger monsters were there.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called.
Maybe it wasn't them because those are hers.
Yeah, maybe she's. I thought she was bragging to her own like mooks.
Maybe
I don't know.
There are definitely putties here because we see them in like.
There's some putties.
Shots.
There's some cogs. There's some of the new guys. I didn't see any Tenga.
Well, that's fine.
That's probably for the best. so she's
those
like,
those MFers showed up in the new video game.
Yeah.
The Mega Battle video game.
Oh, yeah,
game.
That came out. Oh, I have not played it yet.
That's a little bit of news, too. That game's out. It's fun. It's a beat-em-up, like an arcade-style beat-em-up. It's
I'm
exactly
to,
what you would expect it to be.
I'm excited to eventually play it. As soon as Alanis gets down here, we're gonna do some triple team on it. That'll be pretty fun.
But those Tenga Warriors are just buttholes in there. They're like, there's one, they're like invincible with their wings. They like block everything.
Yeah.
So you have to do like the, it's an uppercut with your feet. It's an upper kick.
Okay.
You have to do that to like knock them in the air to be able to fight them. But like when there's a bunch of other stuff around, it's a pain in the butt.
Oh man.
Sounds oh, like also booty. Ninja Steel started.
Ninja Steel did start. I have not watched it yet. Shannon said it was real good. So I gotta check that out. Maybe tonight I'll do that. Let's watch the. I think it's two episodes out so far.
I'll watch it in 12 years when we get
when
there.
When we get to it in the show, yeah. I'm going to try to keep up with it. I tried to keep up with Dino Charge, but then like I got an episode behind, and I was like, well, I'm gone. See you later.
That's kind of how I am with Kaku Ranger. I took like a week off, and then I still haven't watched anymore.
It's my Sunday morning breakfast show. So like,
well, my
I,
schedule
like,
at work also just got super
got
bonkers. But
whack.
That's leveling out.
Yeah.
So that should be fine.
So anyway, there's also like a hooded figure, or as Hermione from Harry Potter would call it, a hooded figure. Just like walking around. I watched the Harry Potter recently. Don't worry about it. But it's just like someone in this like velvet blanket that they have wrapped around
them. Was it velvet? It looked more like a... It's kind of like a burlap sack.
I thought when they were fighting, it was like velvety.
Oh, I guess it was.
The inside is it's a double. Inside is burlap. The outside
that,
maybe
is that's what it is. He's got the burlap on the inside. He's wearing it inside out.
Backwards. And you would fit in a lot better if you had the ugly part on the outside.
Yeah.
Get it together.
You're sticking out exactly like a sore thumb right now.
Exactly like how a sore thumb would stick out. Rita hears Diva Talks being like, I blew up the Power Rangers. Ha ha ha. And she's like, did you do that? Are you messing with us? She's like, no, I kill them. I'm the best. And she also calls her Frida, which
yeah.
I love. Like, twice. She's like, she calls her Frida, and she's like, it's Rita. And she's like, whatever, Frida. she's like, yeah, of course I took care of him. Somebody had to, which is cold as ice, Divatox.
Burn.
So then,
and then she just turns away from her.
Like, I don't even care. You're not a problem. Whatever. So she starts, like, walking away, and Rita, like, blasts at her and misses and hits this new mysterious babe. Who we will find out in a minute is Astronema.
I love Astronema. I do.
She I feel is, a butt coming on.
She is one of the best villains in Power Rangers, and I love the gimmick of her hair.
Yes.
But every single one of these wigs is awful.
I disagree on principle. what was Astronema's hair this week? It's purple.
It's purple.
It's like purple long.
It's super stringy and just bad.
It looks like a Party City wig, yeah. But guess what? It's Power Rangers. The whole show is Party
true.
City.
There's a lot of budget stuff, and I guess they just had to save on the
one
hair.
One place. And look, she changes her hair like every other episode. They got it. They can't spend a lot of money on each one. The red short one. That's my fave though.
Yeah.
And I think that's way later, like after around the Psycho Rangers, I think. Somewhere in the cycle? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't
my
know.
Brain
I remember,
is associated
I remember
the
this
two.
One. I think it's white or like silvery at some point. And I remember like the short pink or reddish. That's it. She might have an orange one at some point. I don't know.
Probably. It's going to be a new segment.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because Cassie has a uniform now.
Yeah.
So
we got to double up. She blasts Astronema in the hand, who just like grabs, like it just hits her and dissipates. And she just like looks over at Rita and is like, oh, and then walks away. And they all walk towards this like banquet hall. It's like the shot that we saw in the beginning had like this big old table, and then I guess we moved past that to get to the party area. But the hooded figure follows. They all sit down. They're all like, you know, being jovial, making jokes.
And in true Last Supper fashion, they're all on the same side of the table. Because the other side is just like either against the wall or like right at the edge into space.
I think it's like a space platform, and it's so they can see Dark Spectre.
Yeah.
That's what I'm assuming.
Okay,
so that
actually
makes
sense.
Unlike in like the Last Supper painting, which is like for composition, they all have to be on that one side. Because I guess Leonardo da Vinci just didn't want to draw any backs that day. I get it. Painting's hard. I'm not going to knock him for it.
He drew people way better than I can.
Way better than I ever have.
Who am I to judge?
Yeah. So Dark Spectre shows up, and you may remember Dark Spectre because he looks just like Malagor from the TERP movie.
Don't worry. Diva Talks will drop a little hint on that.
I like that. I thought that was real nice. So Dark Spectre has Zordon and like just plugged in like a 9-volt battery into a lava lamp.
It's weird. He says he's draining Zordon's power, which is true. That's fine. And I guess they need a visual like representation of that. And so what we get is it's filling up with lava. And when the lava reaches the top, that doesn't like burn him up and kill him. That just means his power is drained.
Yeah. It's drained and given to Dark Spectre, so is what it seems like.
Yeah.
Or maybe that the power that powers the Power Rangers will be gone.
At some point, somebody says, it might have just been Dark Spectre, I can't remember, but they are like, when his power is gone, there can be no more Power Rangers.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
Which, like,
stay tuned. they all go to take, they do a toast, and they go to take a drink, except the Hooded Figure. He ain't drinking.
Yes, because there's this cool shot, like, zooming out down the table of everyone like putting their cups down.
Yeah.
Like they're all different levels of drank, but they're all still drank.
Right.
And then it gets to the end and it's just like it hasn't moved. It's still a full cup.
Yeah. And Diva Talks like, you too good to drink with us? And then Machina.
But right before when they all sit down, the Hooded Figure sits at the end.
Yeah.
And
where Judas was.
And Astronema, there's this shot like from behind or from the side, I guess, of the Hooded Figure. And Astronema just like peeks her head out and looks down at it.
Just like, what's going on down there?
And is like, and leans back in.
She knows. She knows that, like, he ain't here for them.
Yeah.
Which is, okay.
It's weird, right?
It's weird because
I don't think she knows for sure, but she's definitely got her eye on this person.
Because here's the thing. These are all bad guys that have been hassling the Power Rangers for, at this point, 5 years, right?
Yeah.
And there's a new person. And no one's like, hey, who's the new guy in the Velvet? But there's also Astronema who is new, so they can't be like, well, you're not evil, but we know she's the, like...
Yeah, because Diva Talks is there, like, earlier on, just walking around, like, oh, it's good to be the queen, because she thinks she's going to be the new queen of evil, and then Astronema shows up and gets zapped, and she's like, who's that?
And Elgar.
Elgar, who's like, that's Astronema, she's probably the next queen of evil. What happened to the old queen of evil?
Well, it was supposed to be Diva Talks, but then the marriage didn't go...
Right.
Well, because Malagor got destroyed, and then Dark Spectre just, like, showed up out of nowhere. So I don't know.
But I think we're supposed to believe Dark Spectre has always been. He's like the president of evil.
Would he be the king of evil and then...
I guess.
Then he gets to...
I think so, because Diva Talks tries to seduce him.
Yeah.
Because she has this like Charlotte Flair robot.
Like robot, yeah.
And she like takes it off. Her shoulders are all out now. And she's like, you look a lot like my ex-fiance.
And then like Rita like grabs. This is in a minute though. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Machina's like, we don't know who you are, Velour man. And then Astronema who, and I love Astronema. She's my favorite bad guy. The acting is on its way.
Oh, she chomps the hell out of every scene she's in this episode.
She's like, he's a spy! It's like, okay, well, you could have just like said he's a spy.
Yeah, that's why I think she didn't know that necessarily beforehand, but him not drinking, and she was like, oh, definitely.
Oh, he's a spy. So then he like backs up, and he's fighting off some mooks, and then...
He's in the big sack still.
Yeah.
But he kicks and there's definitely like
bright red pants and a white boot. Like he does, to his credit, he has black gloves on.
He does.
So like that's covered. But every other time you kind of can see what's going on.
And he does do a lot of cool like fighting and dodging. He gets up on the table and is like rolling around.
He's got
around
his like spiral sword out, which
is
pretty awesome.
Of all people, Goldar rips the cloak off of him.
And it's a Red Ranger. But what? The Power Rangers, we saw them last. They were gone. Like,
they were
the
blown
Ranger
up.
Power's
last
gone.
Diva Talks knew they were buried in the rubble
they
of the command center.
They were dead buried, yeah. So then we cut.
Do you think Diva Talks thinks that's TJ?
Oh, that would be cool. I honestly bet they're like, is this Tommy?
Oh, it's Tommy. We didn't kill Tommy.
We just let him go. We just let Tommy go. Then they would look at David Hodge and be like, you know, Tommy's like the worst one. Like, right? Like, he's going to keep beating us up forever. And you let him just go race cars. You should have had someone go stab him while he didn't have any powers. Is it Tommy? Stay tuned. He escapes. He goes Astroglide. That's not it. It can't be Astroglide.
Oops.
What is it called?
Is it an Astroglider?
We're going to call it the Astroglider until I can remember the name.
I'll look it up.
Okay. Maybe don't Google Astroglider just in case. But he says Astroglider Hang 10, and he jumps on his like space surfboard and like flies away. And what's his name? Big Bad Malagor.
Dark Spectre.
How do I remember the terp name, but not like the cool one? So he's like, a spy knows my plan. Like, someone go get him. And Rita's like, right. Oh, I'll do it. And David's like, no, you suck. I'm going to do it. And then they start, like, catfighting. And this is when she, like, takes her robe off. And she's like,
yeah, well, they're
she's like this close to bare-chested.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the top that she had when she left. But this is very different.
She switched it out for a cape, for a big rope cape.
They are called galaxy gliders.
Galaxy gliders. Okay. I might still call them the astro gliders, but that's funny to me now. We'll see. They're like, no. Dr. Spectre's like, neither of you are going to go after him. You're both you're too petty.
Yeah.
Astronomer, you're my new favorite. You go. And she's like, oh, totes, done. So she leaves.
She doesn't say anything. She just like teleports out.
Yeah. And then her buddies, they're called Quantrons. They're really cool, and they're American. They're, like, exclusively American. Yeah.
I was going to say, these mooks look awesome.
The mooks, there's an episode coming up. I think it's the fifth episode. It's called the Craterite Invasion. Those are the mooks from Mega Ranger.
Okay.
But they are only used in that one episode. And it's, like, a weird, like, VR thing. We'll get to it. But, yeah, the Quantrons are all American, and they look awesome.
They do.
So then we cut to... The ship that the Power Rangers were on, the former Power Rangers were
on.
It's
a shuttle.
The shuttle, sorry.
It's very different from a ship.
You're right. So it's TJ and Cassie and Ashley and Carlos. And
they're still in tatters, except I am very sure Carlos's hair is different.
Yeah, he got found some dry shampoo somewhere.
If you remember from Turbo, his hair was always kind of wet.
Yeah.
It's very dry and fluffy right now.
This is 1998. Right? Yeah. So, like, the times have changed.
Yeah, use a bottle of gel this morning
look
is
out. Your 1997 hair can't work anymore. But what was Cassie wearing? Part of the only. She's in, like, the pink shirt that's in tatters. It's all dirty. They're all basically wearing, like, you know, just, like, clothes that were in an explosion recently.
Yeah.
So Alpha is also there, and his speech circuit is fried. And he's like, "Goof,
it's weird because sometimes it's just goofy syllables, and other times it is like you can kind of hear what he's trying
later
to say.
Later on, I think he wants to say, of course, and he's like, Gorzen? Like,
yeah, is there a grrrr?
Yeah. It's
And the other times, it's just like, boppity boopity bop bop beep bop.
He's just a scat man. he's a scat man. So then they're like, they say, well, it's so beautiful. And are they looking at Earth?
They look out the window. We get a shot out the window. I think you might have been writing a note.
Okay.
It's not Earth. It's just like, I think it's a wormhole. It's just like a ring of light.
That's weird.
So I don't know what the implication is.
Well, because I know we get a shot of like them looking out the window and there's like green light. And that's from the tractor beam that we're going to see in a second. But before that, I didn't see anything. I thought they were just, like, inner. But also, like, they see a giant spaceship coming at them, right?
Yeah, they saw this other thing before that.
And they're like, oh, no, it's going to hit us. But here's the thing. Like, they're going back towards Earth, even though they just left it and are heading to Edenoi. But then, like, they somehow got turned around and are headed towards Earth. And this thing is, TJ's like, this is the shuttle. Please don't hit us with your big ship.
Yeah, you're on a collision course.
You're going to kill us. And then it just, the front opens up. And a tractor beam comes out and spins them around, and they're still looking out the same window and can see it.
It spins the shuttle 180 degrees, but they still look out the same window, and they're like, that's still that ship.
That ship, wow. and so it docks, and they get out, and they get onto this big ship, and it's empty. There's nobody on it, and it's kind of creepy. There's a camera that keeps looking at Carlos and nobody else. It says DECA, D-E-C-A. I don't know what that stands for. Like, there's like periods, so it's like
it's an
acronym.
Yeah.
Something assistant. That's the only thing I can think.
Something something computer assistant.
Disk-based electronic computer assistant.
Boom.
Done. Thank you, Power Rangers. We'll take our check now. So they're like sneaking around, and they get to the engine room, and they're like, is this the engine? It's like, I don't know. It's like, I think it's Carlos is like, how would I know that? Like, this
yeah,
is,
even
I
though
can't
he,
tell.
He's the one that opened Alpha up and was like, that speech chip is fried.
I assume it was labeled. I assume Billy went through at one point and just labeled all the chips just in case.
At some point, there's going to be no Blue Ranger. They're going to need some help.
They're
going to
need
knew.
A chip. They're going to need a label maker somewhere. It's like, speech chip's fried. It looked fine, but like, what do I know? I'm not a
It looked fine on the side that we could see.
Right,
he was looking at the other
side. One
side's
fine. That's why he can make noise. The other side that has like the encoding for English is just wrecked.
So he's speaking like Eltarian.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's it. Maybe he's just like, it's another language. The engine is just this big, like, secret of the ooze cylinder.
It's just
filled with orange
light. It's like a furnace.
Yeah. It's a space furnace. And they're like, oh, maybe it's the engine room. Oh, well. And then they leave, and they sneak around some more, and they get to this, like, kind of junction. TJ's like, Carlos and Ashley, you go in there. Ashley, or Cassie and I, oh, God, I'm getting their names all mixed up. It's been so long. We're going to go this way. We're going to figure out, like, what's... We're like, look around. We're going to see if we can find something. So they're looking through the room, and they're like, no, this is like nothing really here. And Ashley finds the Synthetron, which is the Jetsons food maker.
Yep.
There's like a button, and she presses a sandwich button.
She pushed two buttons. She pushed like, because they're like one through six or something. So she pushed like two and five.
Two and five, a sandwich.
And a sandwich and a coffee came out.
So like, that's the number 2-5 combo.
Yeah. I'll take a number 25. But then she's like, Carlos,
I made a sandwich.
This thing will make any food you want. I know because I pushed two buttons, I got a sandwich.
Or it only makes sandwiches and coffee. We'll keep an eye on the Synthetron.
That just happens to be what Ashley wanted right now.
Right.
She needs that taste of home. She needs a sandwich.
She needs a nice sandwich. Look. I cannot overstress how great sandwiches are. Like,
I do enjoy a good,
it's just like a
tasty
good
sandwich.
Time where you're like, I need to eat something and I don't want to like make a meal. You just get a sandwich.
Just throw some meat on some bread, dude.
It's a good time. I usually put a tomato slice on there. That's how I know it's a sandwich.
I can't be bothered to buy tomatoes.
I love tomatoes.
They're too much of a pain in the butt to like slice.
Oh, here's what you do. Guys, this is real. This is pro tips from Jake. I'm great at cutting tomatoes, okay? So you do. Take the tomato, get the little green part out, like with your thumb or whatever.
I just leave it in
get
there.
Get the sticker.
You can eat that.
I don't like to. It's like, So you get that off, whatever. Take the knife, make sure it's a sharp one, and you do a little slit on the top with the end of the knife, and that's your track.
Right.
And then you just use that to cut down.
Do you slice down or just push down?
You slice down. Okay. You got to like, you know, work it.
Because if you push down, it'll smushes.
Squish. Also, put it in the fridge. It'll be colder. It'll be a little more solid. Also, and I can't stress this enough, you got to do the whole tomato at once. You can't cut slices off the tomato because the second you put it back, it will start to get squishy. And then the last three slices, you just fold the tomato in half. So there's your pro tomato tips from me, a tomato fan. I'm a tomato enthusiast, so here we are. TJ and Cassie come back in. They're like, hey, we didn't find anything. No one's here.
Yeah, they're looking specifically for anyone.
Anyone, yeah. We didn't find anyone. And Carlos is like,
keep in mind now, they don't know if this is friendly or hostile.
No.
They still have no powers, and they're like, let's find somebody to find out what the ship is about.
Right? Yeah, they are still the Power Rangers, and I love it. There's a moment at the very end that I'm like, that's Power Rangers. That's it. That's them.
Specifically TJ.
Yeah,
I'm like, he's still got it. He still got it from the last two episodes.
So Carlos is like, well, someone was here recently. This food is still warm. Or is space food? Space food just stays warm.
Yeah.
We don't know. Ashley,
is that sandwich warm?
We gotta know. They finally find their way to the bridge, and they're like, whoa, look at this place. Carlos sits down in a chair and is like, huh? Look at me. I'm a spaceman. And
Space Carlos.
So then Alpha starts playing with some buttons, and TJ's like...
Alpha just like, he walks up to a computer terminal and just like knows what he's doing, and it's just like, I'm gonna hit these keys.
Also, I didn't mention at one point while they're sneaking around, they're like literally... Like hunched over, like
I feel
Pink
like,
Panther sneaking.
Yeah, it's dead quiet.
They're like, shh, we're gonna fuck. And then Alfred's like, it happened to her.
I feel like this genuinely startled you because you got so mad at Alpha.
I said, Alpha, shut up. Because I was like, they're trying to sneak. I was not expecting it. But
I feel like he might have been trying to be like, guys, we don't need to be so sneaky.
Right, yeah. Because he does walk over to the computer and he starts typing like he knows what's up. Like, this operating system is one he's familiar with.
Yeah.
And Tia's like, what are you doing? He's like, yeah, sure. Yeah, Herbie, can we give it? And he's like, okay.
You said it, bud.
You got it.
He's like, whatever you say.
But then Alpha motions over to like a screen or a window. I thought it was a window. Maybe it's a screen. And it's like a shot of Jupiter. And it's obviously Jupiter. It's the big red spot on Jupiter. And Tia's like, oh, what planet is that?
And see, where are we? I'm confused on the timeline and like relative to space where they are. Because I feel like they went through a wormhole, but at the same time, like, they definitely didn't.
Well, we did see a shot of it's the Astromech ship. We'll just call it what it is.
Well, we get when they walk onto the ship, we get the placard that says Astromech.
Right, that's
ship.
True.
So that has been revealed.
It's a placard, but it definitely is just like a laminated sheet of printer paper,
this
right?
This is the most, like, Batman 66 labeled thing
I love it. But when we first see the Astromech ship, like, we see Earth behind it, unless that's, like, another planet. Also, did I say Edenoi earlier? I meant to say Eltar.
You did say Edenoi.
Don't go there.
You got Masked Rider on the brain.
I did. I talked about Power Rangers knockoffs in the last two episodes of Fifth Rod, guys. It just gets stuck with you. Hey, did you know? I don't want to spoil the joke because you're going to listen to it, but there's some weird stuff in Masked Rider.
I can imagine.
Was that another planet or was that Earth?
And I think that's Earth because they definitely spend this season in orbit around Earth.
But did they go back, though?
Like, I don't know.
Just, like, go back. Maybe they're far.
We'll have to stay tuned.
Either way, we don't know.
But this is definitely a shot of Jupiter.
It's Jupiter, but TJ doesn't know it, so maybe it's like, oh, it's a new mystery planet.
I'm willing to bet TJ just doesn't know it. That's Jupiter.
Just hit Apple I on your computer, switch those colors to know it's like blue Jupiter. And then be like, whoa, what is this?
Blupiter.
Blupiter. What is this planet? This planet Blupiter.
And Alpha's like, this is Blupiter.
Blupiter. Oh, you can say Blupiter.
You can say proper nouns.
He's speaking the dinosaur language from Star Fox Adventures. General Scales.
Fox.
Do you think this podcast has talked about Star Fox Adventures more than anybody else in the last 10 years?
Maybe.
Then we cut to the Red Ranger. Still don't know who it is. On his Astro Glider. And he's being chased by two Quantrons in, like, fighter jets,
yeah.
Like space fighter jets. And so he like evades and he spins around. I'm like, oh, he's doing a crazy Ivan. I just watched Firefly. It's a maneuver they do in the first episode. And he starts flying at him and he takes his gun out and he pulls it into two parts and he's like double mode or something like that.
It's definitely still just like the whole blaster and like a cartridge
a
he pulled out
cartridge.
Of it.
Like it has a handle. Like you press a button, a little tiny handle comes out, but like it's bitty. Like this one's not a threatening gun.
No.
It's like
it shoots the same size laser at
him. Yeah, and it blows up. It hits them in the engines, and he like passes by them and is like, your crap's weak.
Smell you later.
And they're like, what do you mean? And their ships blow up, and they die in space alone.
Oh, now, why'd you make it sad at the end?
I don't know.
They're the bad guys, Jake. We're not supposed to feel any simpy for them.
Look, sometimes you get my simpy. There's two bad guys just in the cold, dark pit of space. So he's like, I got to get back to the Astromega ship. Then we cut back, and Alpha is just jabbering for no reason. And they're still like, Alpha, we cannot understand you. We don't know what you're saying. And then the Red Ranger opens the doors and stops and sees these four homeless teenagers.
Well, it's only two.
Right,
it's
right.
Two
yeah,
and
it's,
Alpha because
it's
I think,
Ashley and TJ.
Yeah, because Cassie and Carlos are like down the hall.
They had to find a bathroom.
Finishing up that warm
like,
food.
Hey, why let that space food go to waste?
Which, like, why did this Red Ranger make food when he knew he had to leave?
He made food, and he was like, oh, that's today. Oh, this
took one bite of his space spaghetti.
It was like
crap.
Salmon. It was like, oh
crap, Deca.
Oh, crap, Deca. I gotta go. I forgot. Or maybe Deca was...
Deca, keep the food warm.
She's like, okay. He went to eat, and she's like, oh, I forgot to mention, this is your calendar reminder for the evil space banquet is today. And he's like, Deca, I just made dinner.
It's spaghetti.
I was going to eat the spaghetti. Deca!
My spaghetti!
My spaghetti's gonna get cold. She's like, no, well, it's space spaghetti. And he's like, oh, thank God.
Don't worry, Carlos and Cassie ate it.
They ate it. So this is all to say.
They had an off-screen Lady and the Tramp moment with space spaghetti.
I think this...
Because they are, like, very happily walking down the hallway. They're,
like, rubbing, like, arm...
Yeah, it's not a wide hallway, but, like, they don't need to be shoulder-to-shoulder like that.
Also... I know this season, the Carlos and Ashley ship docks, and Ashley gets on another ship, and leaves with that one. So like maybe Cassie Carlos.
Let's have some Carlos watch.
I prefer
some Carly watch.
I prefer CJ. You guys know that's where my heart lies.
Yeah,
but
I feel like
we'll see.
Feel like TJ in this season. And maybe I just don't remember, but he's an awful lot like season one Jason.
Yeah, just like kind of asexual, kind of like aromantic at least, you know?
Because he kind of was that in Turbo too. There was like some stuff with Cassie, but that was just like we met on the bus and have history now kind of stuff.
He sees the Red Ranger sees TJ and Ashley. They're tattered. Their clothes are filthy. They are covered in explosion grime.
Yeah, he's scared of these teens.
And he's stuck. Yeah, teens.
He was just at the banquet of evil. All of the bad guys we've ever met are there.
Yeah.
He fought them, gets back on his ship. He's like, oh, these regular-ass teens are here. Teens.
Look, teenagers are frightening.
And canonically, they have attitude.
They do. And you can feel that in the air when you walk into a room that they're in. And he's like, and just... backs away, and that's when we see Carlos and Cassie come back.
So he looks at it, panics, like pounds a button.
Hits a button. Door starts lowering. TJ does
this is a bad panic button because the door in front of the Red Ranger is shutting.
Yeah.
The door, I think, leading to the hallway where Cassie and Carlos might be shutting, but might not be.
Yeah.
This is a circle chamber.
Yeah.
And so he runs off. TJ, duck and rolls under the door.
Indiana Jones is his way through the
Ashley
door.
Ashley just goes to the next door over, which stayed open.
She takes the side. And she, bumps into TJ. So TJ, imagine if you would have went out that door, you would have caught him.
But he had to do a cool move.
Look, sometimes you just gotta do a cool move. I get it.
And then, Carlos and Cassie either, made it through that door or that door never shut.
I think they're chasing after him, too, because then they find him, and then they see, this trap door, shut, and so they... I say trapdoor.
It's like a hatch. Yeah.
So they go down it and they follow and they're looking for him on the.
Real quick, they go down a level.
They go down.
I want everyone to remember they climb down a ladder.
They have not, previous to this, gone up or down any floors.
This is the first floor change.
Keep that in mind. So they give chase. Alpha also follows down the ladder. Very slowly. There's a shot of after they run.
He's also kind of just, yelling at them.
Yeah.
Alpha seems like he recognizes...
Like, he knows what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's trying to be everybody chill. And, the Ranger, our Rangers, the no longer Rangers, I guess, they obviously recognize this as a Power Ranger.
Right.
So they're like, dude, wait. We're Power Rangers.
I think at one point they say, we were Power Rangers.
That's later.
Yeah, that's later? Okay. Yeah.
Because I think at first TJ's like, hey, what's up?
He's like, we didn't mean to be here. That's not what it looked like.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on either. And
that's when he panics and runs. And then so they catch him on the second floor. Alpha's trailing behind Power Rangers. And then this Red Ranger just fights them.
Yeah. I feel like they get the better, because there's four of them, and, they are
good at
teamwork.
He's morphed, so this Ranger has power.
He does have power. That is true.
Because at one point, Ashley tries to, he pulls back a punch, and Ashley grabs him, but he quickly just, shrugs her off.
Yeah.
And,
but they're still, getting the better of him.
I don't think they're getting the better of him as much as they're, we're not going to fight you blocking him.
Right, right, right. But then, this giant dog bull ship shoots lasers at the Astro Mega ship, and it gets jostled to the side. The Red Ranger hits the wall, and Cassie definitely, flies into him.
Slams all the way into his whole guts.
And, he moves her off, and she's like, oh, my back. And he's like, I was morphed, so I'm fine. But, it was just, kind of, a neat, oh, that's what the power's for.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it just dulls impact.
Yeah.
And,
that's why you can jump off giant robots when you need to.
Yeah.
He hits a button that locks them in this room with Alpha, and then he runs up to the bridge, and he's like, Deco, what's up? And she's like, we're getting shot at. Things are bad right now. And at some point, one wire from the engine gets, like, dislodged.
Yeah, it's after, like, the second shot, because we get a shot of Astronema, like, shoot the guns!
I love how hammy she is. And so that, like, knocks the engine out. So they're like, and she's like, it's bad. Like we have lost a lot of power. So then he's like, well, crap. Oh, God, I'm going to die here. I got, you know.
Right, he's going to die alone in space.
Die alone in
space. He wouldn't have to be alone, but he locked everyone else in the bridge.
Panicked. So then the other Rangers run up to the engine room because they finally get out.
On the same floor. They did not go back up to the second or first floor. This is floor B1. I don't know. Whatever. They did not go back to the floor they started on.
Yeah, so are there two engine rooms?
Is the engine room
a dually? I don't think so because it has a
no,
because
they
deck
run
up.
They run in on the same floor that they were on before.
It's got like
right
little,
in front of
it's
it.
It's got like a little like porch that you, like
so
to
it's
oversee
just a,
it.
It's just a bad continuity
just
error.
An oops, it's fine.
Yeah.
So they like TJ hangs off the side. And the other Ranger's like hold his feet and he grabs the plug and he plugs it back in, and the engine turns back on, like fires back up, and we go back to the bridge. And the Ranger's like, oh, like. What happened?
He's surprised. He's like, that couldn't have happened.
That couldn't have happened.
You can't shoot the power back on. That doesn't make any sense.
That's not how things work. This is Rocko's Modern Life. There's not a fixed switch.
So he shoots a camera, or he pulls up a camera in the engine room, which is like right on TJ plugging the thing back in.
Yeah, because when they were fighting was when they were like, we're Power Rangers. We need to get to Eltar to save Zordon. And he's like, ugh, and then runs away.
Well, no, they don't mention Zordon or Eltar until they come back up to the...
I keep getting ahead of myself.
To the captain's chamber.
Right.
But he plugs it in and he's like, oh, those guys weren't lying to me. Like, they are friendly.
Yeah,
they are
good.
They're not enemies.
They, like, crash onto Jupiter.
Which is impossible because Jupiter is a gas planet.
Well, here's the thing, okay? Here's my problem with the gas giants. We don't know. Like, we haven't sent anything to what might be a... Like, it could be, like, a very small planet surrounded by a very big cloud. But, like, we don't know.
You're right. We don't know, but I'm sure scientists who can read math like a language do know more than we do.
Right, but like we don't know.
And what the scientists say is that like it's mostly gas. Like in the core of like the core of a gas giant is an ocean from because all the pressure on the gas makes it
right,
liquid.
Right. Yeah. So there's
technically a surface, but it's a liquid surface, not a
but
solid.
But if
it,
there's
rocky
so much
surface.
Pressure at that point, it's basically solid. It's very high pressure.
Look, I don't
water.
Know. I'm not an astronomer.
Okay. fair play. Neither am I. So they crash on totally not Jupiter, on a mystery phantom planet. Like Deca's like astronomer has landed also, and then we see some Quantrons, and that's when we find out that they're called Quantrons, and they're like kind of advancing on the door, and Red Ranger goes to like the exit, and he's like, well, I'm gonna go.
He like it's weird because this is when TJ is like we were Power Rangers.
Yeah.
We are on our way to Eltar to rescue Zordon, and the Red Ranger's like does that like over the shoulder like you said Zordon.
Zordon?
Like, like then the Sada guy also knew like oh so he like looks over and he goes back and then he like rushes to the exit door. Like,
yeah. And he goes
to like leave the button, like he rushes in and hits the button, and TJ stops the door.
Yeah, like bare hand stomps this door, and he's like, "We're coming with you." Keep in mind, they are still just people.
They can't morph.
They can't.
They
morph.
Can only fight with their human fists.
Power Rangers as hell, yo!
Once a Ranger, man,
it's so good.
Once a Ranger, it's in your blood.
So they all run out. They charge onto like at the Quantrons. And that's where the episode ends. That's
yep.
To be continued.
Which kind of caught me by surprise. This episode was surprisingly quick.
It was really fast-paced. So, Josh, mm-hmm. I started. What's the best?
TJ at the end being like, nope, we're coming too.
Yeah, I got to agree with that. It was real good. It was real good Power Rangers. Supplemental best to Astronema. Just like that's always there.
Right. That's just a running theme for the season.
Yeah. What's the worst?
You're going to fight me on this.
Okay.
I really liked this episode. I don't have a bad part of the episode. Like, there's the continuity error, which I guess is, like, probably the worst. But my worst is Astronema's awful wig. I can't get over how bad that wig is.
Well, guess what? deal with it. There's like a million of them. They don't go away.
Every time you talk about what her hair is this episode, I'm going to mention how bad I think the wig is.
Okay. So you'll have a scale.
Yeah.
Of how bad the... Okay. That sounds good. I'm going to say the worst is... I don't know. There's not like a... Because I like the... I don't mind the wig. I'm gonna say the worst was Alpha in the hallway. Because it scared me. Like, it startled me. And it was just like, Alpha, you're sneaking. Like...
I think I'm gonna... I still don't like the wig. But I will give this to Alpha in general. Because there was definitely one point where I yelled at them to fix him already. Yeah. Because this gag is already so old.
This gag will end next episode.
Thank goodness.
So we'll see. And how this that is
just
down.
This is just a reason for him to not talk like Brooklyn anymore.
Yo, Ranger Boy. I'm gonna miss it. I'm gonna miss Ranger Boys.
He only said Ranger Boys like one time.
But that's the time I latched on to.
That's when you were like, oh, Alpha 6. Yes.
I like you. Well, I always kind of liked him. Anyway, who's the MVP? I'm going to say the Red Ranger.
Yeah, the Red Ranger.
Because he did take on the Banquet of Evil by himself.
Right, because if not him, then who?
Yeah. And
he doesn't say that, but like, come on.
But it's there. Also, like, he knows Dark Specter's plan.
He left his spaghetti to fight evil. You don't get more MVP than that.
Yeah, that's dedication to the cause. But that's it. That's going to do it for us. Any other final thoughts on the episode?
No, I think it was a pretty solid start. There were some things in it where it's definitely like, this is still Power Rangers.
Yeah.
But as a whole, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm very excited for the next part. I'm so glad we're in space. There are so many things that I love about this season.
Yeah.
I was doing the calendar today. I'm not done with it. Which, speaking of, this is what we need to talk about. So, we are doing guests again, but we're spreading them out. Last time we had like one guest. We had Public Frenemy number one. On the pizza episode, and it was like 20 episodes until the next guest, and it was like all in a row. It was just a bunch of guests.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. That's like a hassle. Adding another track just like doubles the amount of editing time.
Right.
And also, I'm like a little neurotic, so I spend more time than I need to, but whatever. That's just like, that's on me. So I wanted to have a list of episodes ready that I'd be like, oh, what about these ones? But instead, what we're going to do is you tell us what episode you would like to guest on. And if it works out, that's the one we'll do.
Right.
I know that Calvin wants to do episode 4, which is the Ninja Turtles episode.
Right.
So we're going to do that one. Joe Hunter will be on at some point.
Nice.
So Joe, whatever episode you want to do, let us know. I think Artley was when we said it for Turbo, she was like right after she just missed the cutoff. So we're going to try to get her on.
Yeah.
And then Danielle has an episode that like fits in with what I was thinking. We might do other ones. Let us know.
Right.
Let us know what you want to do. Give us a specific episode. Here's the episodes that are off limits. Any two-parter. Can't do those. The Adam episode, spoilers.
Right.
Because that one's just like a big, cool episode that I want to yell about by ourselves. and the Justin episode, I think, is the other
one. I think that's fair. Maybe we want to keep like the Psycho Ranger episodes out of that.
Yeah.
At least the ones, because there's 5 episodes.
Yeah, that, like, and they're where, in a like row.
They fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll keep those off
the
table too.
So other than that, send us what you want to do, and we'll figure out if it fits within the schedule and we'll let you know. Cause I like having guests on, but like it's we do 2 episodes a week, which is about twice as much as every other podcast.
Right. That's only of this one. We have other stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
just like goes up all the time.
Yeah, so you can hear us about, I don't know, conservative estimate, 15 times a month. more than that. About 20 times a month.
Bare minimum 15 times a month.
Yeah, so let us know, and then we'll try to work it out. I don't want any hurt feelings. If we don't get you on, we don't get you on. That's just like, that's them's the breaks, all right? But let us know, and we will see you on Friday.
Don't forget to do where everyone can find us. Did you do that?
I did. I didn't do it in the beginning, so now I just guess I turned that part of my brain off.
Maybe we should do it only in the beginning, because it seems easier to transition out without it than to transition in without it.
You're right. That's what we're going to do next time. So here's what we're going to do this time. WarframeGrid.Tumblr.com is our website. It's updated through Zio. I gotta get started on Turbo. I forgot how long it takes if you don't just keep up with it. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna be making the InSpace post as I go, just have them in the drafts folder ready, and then I'll catch up with Turbo and they'll be up. But that's where you can find show notes and links and episode pictures. Go check out our Morpheus picture. It's amazing for season 4 of Morpheus. The archive is at heyjakeandjosh.com. That's where all the episodes through Zio are by the time you hear this. At least up through season 3 is there. So now anyway, but Zio will be up by the time you hear it. If you want to email us, you can do that at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher, and we would love it if you want to leave us a rating review. We're also on Google Play, and we might be on some other weird ones. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about if you can listen to a whole episode on Google Play or not.
I don't know. Google Play might still be just like a horrible wasteland. if you listen to it, let us know, and we'll promote it more, I guess. Probably not. But anyway, please leave us a rating review if you like the show. It helps us out a bunch, and we really appreciate it. And finally, we're on Patreon. Patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. That's the best way to support the show, is donate a little bit each month. You get some cool stuff in return. You get episodes early, usually like a night early. They go up there, and you get some cool bonus stuff. Look into that. Also, we got a bunch of other podcasts. Pokemon World Tour, Pokemon World Tour United, Gascast, which is coming back this month. And
Coolkist Table.
Coolkist Table. I was like, I have the picture in my head, and I was like, purple one. so go check those out. Those are, if you enjoy us, you might also enjoy us. Stands to reason. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time,
may the power protect you. 2 iTunes and user, but one word. I'm going to do that again.
YouTunes user.